wake up! You've got to introduce this week's sketch! Mr. B! Ah!
See, there he is. I told you he was in, didn't I?
He's not laughing at my line dancing as Elmo on YouTube again, is he?
Ask him.
Okay. Hello!
Hello!
Where's he gone?
Right in front of us. Lee B has disappeared.
Biscuit?
No thanks. I'm trying to find any trace of Lee.
Found anything yet?
No, not yet. Ah, yes. I have found something strange.
About blooming time. What have you found?
These strange brown crumbly particles that have gathered around Mr. B's chair.
Oh, yes. I wonder what they could be.
I don't know. Not for definite. But it's my guess that these crumbly particles are in fact pieces of Lee.
Pieces of Lee! Pieces of Lee!
Shut up!
So what are you going to do?
Well, first things first, I'm going to shut that ruddy parrot up. Why have we got a parrot in the office anyway?
Well, I reckon it must have been left behind by that new volunteer presenter we have. Came in yesterday. Oh, what's his name? Oh, you know him. He has an eye patch and a wooden leg.
Not!
Yes!
Captain Nobeard!
Captain Nobeard?
Yes!
What a ruddy, stupid name for a pirate.
You don't know what the parrot's name is.
What's it called?
Brown Sprouts.
Oh, no. Brown Sprouts is hungry.
Give it a biscuit.
No way.
Looks like he's helping himself.
You know, Dr. S, a strange thought has just occurred to me.
What?
That parrot, it's not.
No, it can't be.
It is, you know.
Mummy!
No, I was just about to suggest that maybe the parrot is really Mr. Bannister.
Oh, don't be silly. Whoever heard of a DJ turning into a parrot?
It can happen. It can happen.
No, no, no. These crumbly particles are what's left of Banny Boy. What?
It's only 3 months till the wedding. What are we going to tell the Nixter?
Well, we tell her the truth. That her husband-to-be has turned into crumbs.
No, he's a parrot.
Well, we shall see. I'm going to take both the parrot and these strange crumbly brown bits to my laboratory, and we're going to attempt to resurrect him, sort of thing.
What'll I do?
You can be my not-so-lovely assistant.
Wow. What do I do?
Just stand there and look grumpy. Shouldn't be too difficult for you. Right. Now, Mr. Pop, before we start, let's just run a few safety checks on the old revivification machine.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Are the strange brown crumbly bits in position?
Yes, they're nestling quite comfortably in their little yoghurt pot.
It'd be a lot quicker if you were to just say check.
Oh, check.
That's better. So, thermonuclear biotubes in place?
Check.
Extrasensory biometric gamma scanner secured?
Check.
Anti-molecular hypercondenser quark overdrive bolstered?
Check.
Radioactive head spin foggle matrix overhead jammer wired up and ready to go?
Hang on. Check.
Hamster-powered wheel spin resuscitator ready?
Check.
Okay, then switch on! It's not working!
Dr. Strangelove, maybe we should, like, plug it in at the mains?
Oh, yes! Well, what are you standing there looking so dumb? Plug it in!
Okay. Right. It's in.
Good! Now you can switch on!
Oh no, what have you created?
I've created a biscuit monster!
Oh, crumbs!
Run for it! door stuck! We can't get out!
We're going to get crushed by biscuits!
There, there, Mr. Pop. This is not a time to go to pieces. Or is it? Mr. Pop, fetch me a hammer.
There you go.
No, not a hammer sandwich.
We'll take the bread away.
Right, take that. Take that. Well, the bread didn't work. Let's try the hammer.
Stop! Stop!
You dropped that deliberately.
Never mind that. The parrot is talking to us.
Well, that's not surprising. Parrots usually do speak, you know.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, that is strange.
It would appear that you have made a fatal error, Dr. S.
What do you mean, parrot?
Well, would it surprise you to learn that pile of biscuit crumbs that you thought were Lee were not really Lee at all, but were, in fact, from a biscuit?
Oh.
Well, I could have told you that, imbecile.
I'm not a seal.
Well, something smells fishy to me.
So, if the biscuit crumbs weren't Lee, then what happened to him?
I'm afraid that Lee's hologram projector was on the blink again. It must have just frozen. It's forever doing that. All it needs is a little nudge.
Ah, now that makes a lot of sense.
Lee's a hologram?
Not usually, but it comes in handy for when he has to be in two places at once.
Ah, so you mean that whilst the hologram's at work, he's off out enjoying himself?
What does he do?
Probably gets flanned.
Oh no, the biscuit monster's going to kill us.
Oh yes, I'd forgotten about that. Hold on, two ticks.
Well, that was strange.
It was indeed. I'm getting a headache. Got any headache pills?
No, sorry. They've all gone.
What?
Yeah, the parrot set them all.